On Friday, April the 21st, protested to homes and businesses responsible for the oppression of so many people continued. On the weekend of the meetings of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank, the prime target was the home of World Bank President Paul Wolfowitz. There have been many demonstrations outside Wolfowitz's home up on off Chevy Chase Circle on 7104 Pinehurst Parkway off Western Avenue. But this was the largest yet, with 45 people. 45 people showed up to drive the war home to Paul Wolfowitz, president of the World Bank and architect of the Iraq War.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds of plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh Lord, yeah.
This time the protest was announced in advance, and in addition to 45 protesters, through 7 carloads of cops, and most of the neighbors were away because they knew protest was coming, which means someone told all the neighbors. And one of these cops threatened a videographer with having her camera shoved up her ass. Those who started the war can't hide from the people. And they don't have to go out to fight. The poor bring the fight to them. Paul Wolfowitz get a visit to his home at about 9 o'clock in the evening. The offices of Halliburton, Bechtel, and Shell were all stormed by protesters earlier in the day. And the previous day, a banner was dropped inside a World Bank press conference. The war pigs can't run. The war pigs can't hide. And this is what it sounded like inside the offices of Halliburton.
Who can we thank? The IMF and the World Bank.
And yes, it really wasn't as loud as it sounds. And on leaving the building, security guards tried to lock 3 of the doors and block the 4th door. And when an activist responded by charging at the security guard who was blocking the 4th door, he stepped out of the way and tripped the activist, but the activist still got through the door, and everybody else followed out. They were not successful in trapping anybody. Similar scenes played out at the offices of Bechtel, which is a company that was run out of Bolivia on a rail. for their attempt to quadruple the price of water, and Shell Oil, which was responsible for the execution of 8 Ogoni tribal activists in Nigeria who were protesting the destruction of their land for a Shell Oil drilling project in 1995. Halliburton, of course, is a notorious contractor neck-deep in the war in Iraq. Interestingly, during the charge of protesters escaping from the building at Halliburton, when a security guard trips somebody, a bystander said, quote, "There's no need for violence," referring to the security guard and his violence. At Bechtel, the chanting in the office on the 7th floor was so loud it was reported audible on the 2nd floor and possibly even outside the building. And here's a little sound bite from the situation at Shell. Although I missed the loud chants when the crowd stormed back in the lobby, I've got here the security guard talking, trying to tell people that they couldn't come in the building and asking for assistance.
Disturbances.
Oh!
Have a disturbance.
And that was what was going on after the security guard promised to get somebody from Shell to come down and negotiate. Instead, she started screaming for the cops, so the group turned around and stormed the lobby, and we repeated the same kind of scene we had at Bechtel and Halliburton, again without the active violence by security guards. This was a smaller crew. Later in the day, we had a critical mass bike ride and capped it off with the 45 people showing up at 7104 Pinehurst Parkway, the home of World Bank President Paul Wolfowitz. Again, as I said earlier, the neighbors were told we were coming, so most of them weren't home, but a light went on in Paul Wolfowitz's house. 7 carloads of cops, 1 cop threatening a videographer.
And protesters presented Wolfowitz with an eviction notice.
Who should we thank?
Wolfowitz and the World Bank!
Who should we thank?
Wolfowitz and the World Bank!
Who?
Wolfowitz!
Now this kind of pressure ought to help get that home of Paul Wolfowitz, the one he's already putting on the market because he wants to evade protests, sold at fire sale prices as Paul Wolfowitz decides he can't take the heat from all these protests, from ever larger numbers of protesters that come to his home, so he decides to get the hell out of the kitchen! And after about half an hour, a whole bunch of cops started showing up, looking like they were going to set up a blocking position trying to keep people from escaping. So we sent a small group up to take a position between the 2 cop cars on opposite sides of the road so they couldn't block the road.
I see you!
The people united will never be defeated! The people united will never be
defeated! Don't do anything else. You have for a few minutes and then you can all leave, okay? That's what I say.
My ass, this was the same cop that threatened a woman with having her video camera shoved up her ass. And this was the response from the crowd.
Pigs here, bombs there!
U.S. out of everywhere!
Pigs here, bombs there!
U.S. out of everywhere!
Pigs here, bombs there!
Yeah, this crowd wasn't fooling around. We showed up at Paul Wolfowitz to show we mean business.
U.S. out of everywhere!
For global justice, we will fight!
We don't let you sleep at night!
For global justice, we will fight!
We don't let you sleep at night!
For global justice, we will fight!
We don't let you sleep at night!
For global justice, we will fight!
We don't let you sleep at night!
sleep at night.
We sure do, Paul Wolfowitz. We sure do, Louis Marti, Rumsfeld, all you war pigs. We know who you are, we know where you are, and you're no different than investors in Huntington Death Sciences. We will find you. We will drive the war home to you at your homes and at your places of business. We're not fooling around. We're serious about doing something about this corporate corruption, corporate oppression, the utter destruction of our good earth, war, misery, and gentrification at home and abroad. This isn't a game. This is a fight. And even as we marched way up Western Avenue, the cops continued to pursue, blocking traffic, creating a big mess on Western Avenue, and the crowd responded by continuing to chant for the benefit of the neighbors.
We know where you sleep at night!
We know where you sleep at night!
Yeah, just try and sleep through that, asshole.
Murderer, resign!
Murderer, resign!
Murderer, resign!
As long as they give us a chance to meet neighbors out tonight, I think they got word of the protest, which means they're paying attention. Don't you think?
Yeah,
I think that's good.
That's it. Even as we were marching away, the cops still wanted to play games. All right!
The chants continue as we march away for blocks.
Our street! Our street! Our street! Our street!
Go catch murderers.
Like what? Actually solve a crime? U.S. out of North America!
As the Lakota, Cheyenne, Shawnee, and so many other tribes have said in so many ways for 500 years.
U.S. out of North America!
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 We'll be back! We'll be back! We'll be back! We'll be back! We'll be back!
We sure will! We'll be back at 7104 Pinehurst Parkway and all the other homes of the war pigs! No!